Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halachic topic from Daf Yud Aleph is the requirement of a Tzuras HaPesach to be able to serve a door as a doorpost. Our topic starts from reading Pshat in the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. At the two dots on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara lists a few requirements that Rav Chisda gives at the beginning of the line, 11 lines in or so, until wide lines. Rav Chisda gives us a few requirements of Tzuras HaPesach. Number one, Rav Chisda teaches us that Tzuras HaPesach needs to be strong enough to be able to hold a door of straw. Also, Reish Lakish quotes the name of Rav Yanai that a Tzuras HaPesach requires to have a Heker Tzir. If you take a look at the diagrams, a Heker Tzir means, as the Gemara explains in Afkasa, and Rashi tells us that it is a hole in the ground or in the threshold to be able to place a bar that would support a door. Think about our Tzuras HaPesach. Our Tzuras HaPesach is just these two simple wooden pieces with a string going across. How would that hold a door? The answer is that the door would have another bar that was thrust in the ground and it was put through the door, which leaned against the Tzuras HaPesach. And according to Rashi, the definition of Avkasa is a hole in the ground next to the Tzuras HaPesach to be able to hold that door. When was the last time you saw people being machmer at Tzuras HaPesach to have something that would be able to hold the door? Also, is there a requirement that the door be able to stand as a delus shel kashin? According to the Miri as well, the definition of an avkasa is not a hole on the ground next to Tzuras HaPesach, but actually a bracket in the Tzuras HaPesach to be able to support a door. So what is the requirements of the Tzuras HaPesach as it emerges from Pshat in the Gemara? So there is a Machlokis Rishonim, how to read the next line of the Gemara, which will greatly impact our Tzuras HaPesach today. The Gemara then continues and says that Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avya, met Rav Ashi, and he asked him about Hilchot Tzuras HaPesach, if there was taught, any details were taught about it, and he said, Lo Omar v'lo klum. They didn't teach us any halachos. Most Rishonim understand that Rav Ashi was responding to the questions, all of them, or part of them, that we learned above. In other words, do they have these requirements, and lo amar velo klum. On what were both of those expressions, lo amar velo klum, going on? Now, let's see the poskim, and then go back to how the Rajba points out that different Rishonim will read our Gemara. A big surprise. If you take a look in Simin Shin Samach Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, the Tur actually paskins that you need a Hakaras Tzir, which means that in the time of the tour, they actually either followed the Meiri's position and they put brackets on the side of the Tzuras HaPesach, or they made a hole on the ground to be able to potentially put a door inside. And clearly, if it needs that potential for a door, it as well as the Tur paskins, the Tzuras HaPesach needs to be strong enough to be able to hold and support Adeles Shilkashin. The Rajba explains that there are many Rishonim who said that we were unsure what Lo Omar Velo Klum means. Since we were unsure what Lo Omar Velo Klum means, was he saying that you don't need to be able to hold Adeles Shilkash, Ravashi? Or was he saying that you don't need Hakaras Tzir? It's a Suffolk, and since it was a Suffolk, they decided to be Machmir in these two Dinim. One could argue that this Psak is the psak of the tour. However, the Beis Yosef tells us something absolutely historically fascinating from Rashi's Erev. We do know something about the great Rashi's Erev. And the Beis Yosef quotes from the Hagos Maimonides. In Perek Tez Zayin, in Hilchos Shabbos, where he says, Omar Harish, they saw an Erev that had been fixed in the time of Rashi. It's not clear although whether Rashi actually gave the Hechsher on the Erev, but it was something that was quite significant to these Rishonim. V'lo ha'yilehem hikir tzir, and they didn't have a hikir tzir. Aye, the Gemara. So he said they misunderstood how to read the Gemara. What could be one possible way of understanding how they misunderstood to read the Gemara? There's another way of reading the Gemara, and that is lo amar v'lo klum. There was no suffix. What Rav Ashi said was not needed. They had asked him specifically. They understood that Rav Ashi was specifically describing the halacha of Heker Tzir. That in regards to the halacha of Heker Tzir, lo omar v'lo klum, there isn't a requirement. This works out beautifully. The Rajba points out, Shalom al Yisrael, this was not only the tradition, it seems, that Agos Maimina says in Ashkenaz, in Rashi's actual Erev, or at least the Erev from the time of Rashi, but rather the Rif's position as well. Because the Rif paskins that we need to have the Korah al-Gabeyem that needs to be on top of a Lechi, as we had on the top of Yud Aleph Amibes, no pun intended, as well as it needs to be strong enough, L'kabel Dela Shokashin. But he does not require Heker Tzir. Hence, we're ready to go to the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Samach Beis. This is the way we read the Gemara Lahalacha, that the Lo Amar V'lo Klum was going specifically on regards to Heker Tzir. However, you do need a Kabra al-Gabeyem, as well as it needs to be able to hold, the Lechi needs to be able to hold a door of Kash. As the Mechaber Paskins and Simin Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud Aleph, V'mchiber HaKoneh Ha'olion L'Shnei HaKonim O'Le'echa Mehen Min Hatzad Lo Mahani V'tzarech, it goes together, as the Rif Paskin, the two of them together, Shiyu HaKonim Shebetzladim Chazakim L'Kabel Delas Kolshu, that needs to be strong enough to be able to hold a straw door. Afilu shel kash o shel kanim, even the weakest type of door. Which means that when we're talking about even the lechayayim cannot be made of something that is extremely, extremely flimsy, that in no way would they be able to hold up the lightest form of material. And therefore, of course, they cannot be made of string, and they should be relatively sturdy. They don't need to be able to hold a metal door, but they need to be sturdy. The sturdiness of the Tzuras HaPesach is emphasized, its requirements are emphasized in the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Samach Beis Sif Katan Samach Vav. Let us start with the Kane that has been the subject of our Gemara. The two Kanes on the side, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Osan Shebet Stadim, those on side, Sarach Lizar Shelo Yinidem Haruach. Aside from being able to hold up a door, they need to be firm enough that they're not going to blow in the wind. Kiman Dehem Mishu Mechitza, since they are considered a Mechitza, Umechitza Sharuach Menida Lo Mikri Mechitza, is not considered a Mechitza if it moves in the wind. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, a Tzuras HaPesach that sides, the boards on the side, would shake significantly in the wind, would be a Tzuras HaPesach that is possible. And as also, we emphasize that from the Shulchan Aruch, it's not emphasized as much in the Mishnah Berurah, because Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, that it needs to be strong enough to be able to hold a basic material that would be made into a doorway. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on to discuss what our Gemara spent less time talking about, and that was how sturdy the Kone al-Gabeyem has to be. He says that there are, according to the Machzis HaShekel, we could be a little bit more lenient on the Kone al-Gabeyem, which today is used as a string, and one would ask, but a string would be likely to blow in the wind. So according to the Machzis HaShekel, he says as long as the string will not be entirely moved by the wind, if it shakes a little, then it is not problematic. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on and says, there are some achronim that are machmir, that just like the koneh mishteat stadim should not move in the wind, so too the string al gabehem. And he says, ulididhu, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, b'sha'osana erev alidei chevel, if it's the top of the erev is being made through string, tzarech lematcho b'chazoka, it has to be tied tort, kedei shelo yinidenu aruach, that it shouldn't shake in the wind. in the Dirshu Mishabura, they quote that the Chazon Ish in Simin Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Vav said that the Achronim here make more sense than the Machzis HaShekel, because if the idea is that if it shakes in the wind automatically, it's not considered a Pesach, so then that applies not only to, a Pesach is not only the two Lechayayim on either side, it's the Kana Al Gabeyim as well. And if it's going to, if shaking in the wind, what the Chazon Ish assumes, is something that would make the identity of the Pesach fall away, then one has to be careful with that string also. Although, there is the Machzis HaShekel, who is Nota Lekula, as well as the position of the Magen Avram, but Lechatchila, one should be careful. There is a very important point that is quoted in the name of the Brisker Rav, and that is that even if the string will move slightly in the wind, and according to many poskim, it would be okay, as we saw. Nevertheless, if the string would move to the point that it would jut out and no longer be perpendicular, directly perpendicular to the Kana Al Gabeyem, then that is going to be possible as an Eruv. And therefore, the Brisker Rav suggested that the Kana on the two sides, the Lechayayim, it is appropriate that it should be quite wide. And therefore, even if the string is going to move a little, and we could rely b'shas hadchak on the Magen Avram and the Machzis HaShekel, but there's no b'dievid situation if the string moves to the point that it is no longer above the wooden kana on the two sides, l'chayim on two sides. If you make, however, the wooden kana wider, where you have, let's say, a nail sitting in a kana which is 2 inches wide, so then the string will have an inch in either direction to move. However, if the kana is very small, so then you've got two problems. Number one, our problem that we start out with based on our Gemara, that is, it needs to be strong enough to be able to hold a light door. The thinner it is, the weaker, of course, it would be. And number two is that we want to give, as the Brisker Rav pointed out, we want to give the string a little bit of leeway to be able to move b'shas hadchak, yet not jut out from the kane tachtav, because then the Tzuras HaPesach would be possible. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Yud Aleph.